Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Pete Layton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wertz. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Platt reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Platt moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into left field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Sam Vecco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vecco hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw takes first base on ball four. Evers moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Evers moves to third. Outlaw moves to second. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive towards the mound. Sanford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford takes first base on ball four. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0 for 1 in the game. Layton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Layton. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Mayo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vecco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vecco is 0 for 1 in the game. Vecco hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Partee. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Partee steals second. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sanford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Layton takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla bunts towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Layton moves to second. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Barry. Layton moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sanford hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards short. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barry hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. Barry moves to second. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. Barry moves to third. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Layton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Evers. Layton reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Vico. Layden moves to third. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Platt hits a fly ball, foul, towards right field. Mullen fields the ball and throws to home. Wagner drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Wagner. Layden scores. Zarrilla moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-3 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Partee moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Fred Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-3 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vico for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.